Hello everyone. My name is Philip, also known as FaultyX in community. Let's actually open the thing I have here, which is not like this. Actually, I don't even know how to goes like this. Whatever. I'm doing a small workshop presentation thing regarding Carla, which is my own software. I've been working on it for 7 years now, I think. I hopefully you can follow, but only two people actually have laptops. There's a lot of plugins involved, which means if you want to follow, you actually need the plugins installed. So it maybe not possible exactly, but I'll explain things slowly so that everybody can actually understand what's going on, and also on the stream as well. Actually, if there's any questions, can just feel free to ask because we have some time. And if someone can monitor the IRC room for me, if they ask something, then I'll answer that as well. First, I want to go through the features of regarding Carla. Just a moment, someone arrived. Take a seat, take a seat. Are you making sure I don't have any special things? Okay, Carla is a modular plugin host. This means that it loads plugins in a modular way, not in the way that most people are used in a DAW. I can demonstrate initially by showing one example song that I made for the Stonoy presentation last year. The song is not finished, but it demonstrates the software a little bit. The thing you see on screen, which I hope is visible and understandable in a way, is the Carla application. I'll go through it a little bit, but I just want to make sure I can show you this song a little bit. Carla does not have a sequencer by itself, so we have something else sending signals to Carla, and Carla generating sounds and sending it to the sound card. So in this case, I have a commercial application because I didn't have too much time to prepare, and I know this one quite well, which is generating MIDI data, send it to Carla, and I'm skipping this a little bit. So you have the tracks, they send data, then comes like the application is only sending notes, and Carla is the one generating all the sounds. But this is just a small demonstration. Come on in, sit down. There's more people arriving. But okay, going through the features. Carla is a cross-platform plugin host, so it works on Linux and other operating systems, but we're focusing here on Linux. Yes, more people arriving. Okay, Carla loads LATSPA, DSSI, LV2, and VST2 plugins. It used to load VST3 and Audio Unit plugins, but not anymore since some changes in the code. It can also load sound banks, which means gig files, SF2 files, and SFZ files. Gig and SFZ, for the ones that want to know, is made via Linux sampler, and SF2 files done via FluidSynth. But everything internal from Carla, so you don't need external software for this. Carla can use Jack or your native sound driver. which in Linux can be ELSA. So for some people can be kind of Pulse Audio. That's what they have by default. In Windows, you have Azio and the other systems. As I said, it's cross-platform as well. We have more people arriving. And moving on, but just letting everyone sit, I guess. Carla has different ways to process the sound. There's the rec and patch bay modes, which I will explain in detail. And then for Jack, you have the single and multi-client as well. The rec and patch bay modes, Carla kind of works by itself. In a multi-client mode, it exposes everything directly in Jack. Carla can also work as a plugin itself, internally, like Carla loading itself inside itself, Carla inside Carla. Can also work as LV2 plugin or a VST plugin. In the case for LV2, it's Linux and Mac. VST2 is just for Linux at the moment. Can also map plugin parameters to MIDI CC and OSC, and also control the presets this way. There's also support for plugin bridges, which means you can load 32-bit plugins on a 64-bit host, and also Windows plugins bridged into Carla directly. There's a few extras that I'll show at the end of things that are new for those that didn't follow the latest releases. Some special notes regarding the different processing types. The rec mode is always stereo, so you usually need a plugin that is stereo as well, otherwise you cannot load it. If you have a plugin with three audio inputs, it's not going to be loadable. The patch bay can load almost anything. For now, no support for multi-MIDI port plugins, something that has more than one MIDI input or more than one MIDI output. The single and multi-client are Jack only, because that was the intention. One thing that sometimes is needed is to scan LV2 plugins, because this is based on the plugin count you have in your system. It detects if you have the same number of plugins, that everything remains the same, but if you edit some or remove some, but the plugin count remains the same, then you have to manually rescan things. And I'll go through the interface of Carla. So, this is how it looks. You have the rec where plugin slots will be shown, like something like this. This is the first plugin that is loaded. The patch bay, which, as the title says, contains a patch bay. The logs, which in this case is disabled because I have it on the terminal. But if some error happens off a plugin, it gets redirected here. So you don't have to start Carla from the terminal if you don't like this. We have the disk tab at left, which is for browsing local files. You can also have kind of saved bookmarks. For this example, I have saved paths to my sound font. You can have more than this. And then there's the transport controls. Just waiting a little bit. There's one more. Transport controls, so that Carla can make all the plugins that are loaded, everything in sync with each other. Okay, regarding the plugins, I should add something that makes more sense here. Let's say this. On the rec mode, you can every single item that appears there, it's one plugin. We have a bypass, which does nothing, and a three-band equalizer. You have access to the first eight controllable parameters the plugin has, and you can change this directly. I should explain what the buttons do. The first button on the left of each item in the rec is the on-off to disable or enable the plugin. If the plugin is disabled, it doesn't consume any CPU at all, the plugin is not run. Then you have the button to show the custom interface, if the plugin provides one. And the third is the generic plugin editor and some settings regarding the plugin as well. Each plugin in Carla has its own dry, wet, volume, and panning. So in this case, the 3-band EQ has the dry wet here, which means you can have only half processing the sound of what the plugin does. Controlling the volume, in case a synthesizer has too much gain, and regarding panning, where it actually goes to. Some basic information, and then some settings, which are a bit more advanced. So I'll skip them for now. You can also have access to the presets that the plugin provides, and then load and save states. But in this case, there are Carla states, not at the moment, like LV2 states or VST presets, not supported directly at the moment. The parameters that each plugin provides are in this tab as well. So if you change a parameter, you can see it changing on the main interface of the plugin, the custom interface, and vice versa. If you change something here, the host knows about it and displays it accordingly. So this part is easy. On the right side, you have usually meters. The left one, depending on the skin, can be top and bottom. But if you have something with green light, it means it's input, and I assign the blue light for output. If I have, for example, one instrument, let me load something quickly. Yes, each instrument appears with a keyboard on the edit dialog. If I press some keys, you see there's the peak meter in there with the blue light, and also blue LED activated to mean there's audio output. The LEDs that you see near the peaks, the first one is regarding plugin parameters. So if I change a parameter, not inside Carla, but from an external source, can be a plugin GUI, can be MIDI-CC or OSC, some other way to controlling the plugin that is not directly in Carla, then the LED lights up to let you know that something is changing. The second one is MIDI. In this case, I didn't connect it yet, but let's see this quickly. This is goes here. If I press some MIDI notes, you see the red LED lights up, meaning there's some MIDI messages coming in into the plugin, so you know if something is working or not. The other one is regarding audio input, which in this case, just quick demonstration. The equalizer is receiving input, so the green LED and green peak meter light up to let you know something is coming in. So hopefully that is simple enough. I assign these colors. I think they kind of make sense. You have the settings of Carla. To explain generally, one thing that kind of changed recently was the experimental features. So everything that is not completely ready, now you actually have to enable this in there. For example, the plugin bridges, what else do I have here? Other stuff, they'll get through it. Some high candy is also disabled by default if it's not too stable. So like, the intention is to get Carla released as stable, and everything that is not ready yet gets flagged as experimental and gets hidden behind this option. So if you don't turn on this option, you know that you should be safe regarding stability. There's color scheme, and then using a custom theme, you can customize the canvas. There's some slightly different themes. If we click on apply, you see that the theme changed a little bit. it still works the same way, but the theme is extendable in Python in case you want to customize how the canvas works. On the engine, you have the usual stuff regarding the auto driver. For this, we use Jack. That's what I have running. And then the process mode, which we will understand soon what each of those mean. Some options regarding UIs. Usually, Carla tries to run the UIs on a separate process. This means that if the UI crashes, it doesn't bring down the entire host. Some plugins do not allow this. They need a fast message passing from the part of the DSP of the plugin to the UI. So they require some fancy features. They cannot be run in bridge mode. But usually, if this is on and the UI crashes, then you know you should be safe against UI crashes, crashing your entire host as well. You can personalize the paths where you install the plugins and also the paths where you have your sound banks. This is actually useful, at least on the sound banks, because the sound banks save the absolute file name in your system. Then if you change computers, if you share your session with somebody else, it means the paths are most likely not going to match. But if you have this saved here, like, for example, I have in my SVZ a custom folder for it, when you load the project that's saved and random SVZ in a random path, if it does not find it, it will look through the list of these paths to see if a file name matches. If it matches, it loads up this file. So you kind of have some portability with this. The same regarding plugins. If you have a Latspa plugin which is not in the same location, it will go through them to the list and see if it can find it. The options for Wine and other stuff I'll leave for a little bit later. What else? Canvas and how this actually works. Just going to change back to the default theme. Okay. This is a modular patch bay. Some of you might be used, like, might actually know what it means. I'll just explain a little bit. So each one of these boxes, at least when you're running on Jack, the multi-client mode means it's a Jack client. If you load a plugin, a random one, this is one plugin. Each box of this is a plugin that is instantiated and loading Carla. You can have the plugin here on the rack and the same on the patch bay. You kind of have the same controls that you have on the patch bay also here. If you want to remove, for example, it gets removed on both tabs because the plugin is gone. Let's see. When you want to make connections, if you actually want to make something with a plugin, you need to connect it to something. In this case, I've loaded the synthesizer, AM Synth. I can connect this to the system playback, which means whatever AM Synth is doing regarding sound is going through the speakers, because the system means your speakers. The blue items means audio. The red ones mean MIDI. There's CV as well, but not properly supported at the moment, and we need some other fancy stuff to be working to actually make it useful. So we focus on audio and MIDI for now. Each time you select one of the boxes, if it's a Carla plugin, the keyboard you have on the bottom of the patch bay lights up, and you can actually press one key, and the synthesizer makes some sound because you're sending notes to the synthesizer, in this case, AM Synth. If you want to connect a MIDI keyboard, usually you have something that talks Jack MIDI. You connect the MIDI port to your synthesizer, you press some keys. Then that's basically how it works. The keyboard makes notes, sends notes to the plugins, plugins make sounds, and then it outputs to the speakers or something else that is connected. One simple thing we can do here is just load one effect. Actually, I didn't explain this, because you have the add plugin. The add plugin, usually you see it like this, which depending on your system, you might have a huge list of plugins. So there's the filters, where you can search for a specific type of plugin, the format. I just want an instrument, something that is stereo. And in this case, actually, I want an effect. So I push one effect here. And if you want to pass some effects after the synthesizer is just loaded, we disconnect these ports. We connect them to the input of the next client we have, the next block, which means the synthesizer is passing through the IQ. So the simple setup is something like this. Yes? Oh, yeah, okay, just a second.
So I downloaded the Carla patch from somewhere on the internet, and it included like a OBXD patch. And I have OBXD installed, and I have it in the tabs, in preferences, but it didn't find it. And then what I had to do is I had to manually edit the Carla XP file. And now that you said, okay, if it doesn't find the plugin in a pass, it will look up those, somehow it didn't work.
I think you refer to the presets, not the plugin.
Yeah, it was a Carla. You have like two file types.
There's the project and the preset.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it was, but it had the path to the shared object. It had the complete path in the file, and I had to manually edit it.
Yes.
Shouldn't it work then?
It should if it's on the path there for the VST. And then you also have to make sure that the base name of the file actually matches. If you have OBXD lowercase and then OBXD uppercase, means it's different files. Then I guess I should, because yeah, yes, that is good. Where was I? Let's see. MIDI synth. Okay, so we have this so far. One thing you can do, if you want to, like just to explain how this works. Sometimes you have, where do I have some of these? Stereo. You can have some, I mean, this depends on the plugins you have, but if you have something like a music visualizer, something that that does not actually generate sound, but just does some graphics, you can send data to the plugin. The plugin has UI, like custom meter, or let's see if I have some random meter in here. Yes. Spectrum equalizer, selecting IM synth. If you want to test if something is working. Like, if you see there, the synth is connected to the equalizer, and then the equalizer to a Spectrum plugin. So you get data on the plugin. Actually, Carla also does some of the monitoring. You can see there. This, like, the selected box you have is the one that is controllable on the meters and on the keyboard on the canvas. If I push some notes here, because the visualizer is selected, there's nothing. The same thing on the equalizer, because the equalizer does not actually do anything with MIDI input, but the synthesizer does. So clicking this means the rest will get some sound. If I hold some notes, I can go through the plugins and see whatever is making sound. Okay, I think hopefully that is simple enough, correct? So let's see. I connected my MIDI keyboard, played some notes. One thing that you most likely want to do is to map, if you're playing live, if you have an instrument, is to map it to a controller on the MIDI keyboard. Let's load one random plugin, AM Synth again. It's making some sound. The way we do it, because Carla does not have MIDI CC at the moment, a MIDI learn, that's what I mean. We should, the only way that I have now is to actually figure out what's the CC value that each knob on the controller sends. Just use a random MIDI monitor. I can showcase this one, which is the Sherlock one. It's an LP2 plugin. I plug it in into the MIDI keyboard port. You can see there's some notes going on. If I rotate the knob, I actually don't get any values. So let's see. Which I hope this would work. CC. Okay, I don't have an actual keyboard that works, so I'll go use something else. Unless someone actually know how this one works to send MIDI CC. No? No, I tested it before. Pitch bend is this one. The knobs are not sending MIDI CC, but okay. I'm installing something else that will do it for us. We have virtual MIDI keyboard, which has CC, in this case modulation. I can put it, let's leave it modulation, which I guess is this one, goes through this and this as well. If I change the value of this, where is this? Let's clear. Actually, I also don't get any value. This is new. But okay, at least I know it should be sending something on control 2. If I find a parameter here which is useful, let's see. This one, but the plugin is not the best because it treats everything as expensive. Let me find one plugin that we can use, this one. Connect it to the system. Okay. The mapping of the MIDI CC needs to be done via the generic interface in Carla. I know on this one because it says right here that it's going to be breath, the control number 2. So we have this. Helm synthesizer. I just want to find a parameter that actually we know can actually do something. This is fine, just on and off. So I set it to breath, and changing this will mean the value in there is changing from 0 to 1, which also only means enable or disable, but you can pretend that the actual keyboard is sending the values. I don't know why they don't get anything. Although, let me just try one thing. Maybe it's the plugin that isn't... Oh, wait. I know why. I'm good that this happens. I know why. Because by default, Carla wants to actually receive the MIDI CC itself to control the plugins. Some plugins receive the MIDI CC and handle its internal state, which messes up the host a little bit. So on the generic GUI settings, you have one, which is send control changes. Without this, the plugin does not actually receive control changes, which means I didn't get any. And now I actually do. So I know this is modulation on channel 1. And let's see. There's a distortion. Works kind of like amplitude, but okay. So modulation, channel 1. Good. And yeah, I'm rotating the knob on the MIDI keyboard, which is changing the value on the plugin. Yeah. So cool. I mean, I recommend this Sherlock MIDI inspector. Works nicely. Then you know what kind of events are coming. They come actually packed together in case they come at the same time. Quite fancy. At some point, Carlo will have MIDI learn, but it needs some thoughts about how this can be done. So now we can actually start with more interesting things. Although, if there's any questions so far, feel free to stop and ask. Yes.
You in the simple example earlier, you had the synth, then equalizer, then system out.
Yeah.
It's still not possible to put them in between if you have connected the synth to system out and then load the equalizer afterwards, and you want it in between.
Yeah, I mean it's not. Did the stream got the audio? I hope so. Okay, it's not possible yet. But one of the features I want is if you have something loaded. Which actually this plugin does not appear on the canvas. If you have a plugin loaded, I want to be able to, because now you have the disconnect option, I want a connect option as well. So hopefully disconnect all, and then connect, select one group, and then connects the ports automatically to make it, so you don't have to connect every single time. It's a bit messy.
Some kind of visual. You drag it on the connection, existing connection, this. Yeah.
There's lots of ideas. I know. I mean.
Yeah, it's an annoying question because I know you get asked that a lot. So
yes. Yeah. I mean, you can always send a pull request. That also works.
Okay. Thanks.
Because I mean, someone is sending a lot of pull requests now for the canvas regarding some changes. But only visual kind of changes. There's one new thing, the zooming via whatever the mouse position is. It used to be on the center. Now it's based on mouse position. There was one change that someone else did. You can ask a question too.
Is there a possibility from this rack view to the canvas, to jump between them? So I
yes, you can use Control Tab.
No, I mean I'm on the rack.
Yeah.
And I have a specific module there, and I want to jump on the canvas on the other device, on the wiring.
Yes, that's a very good request. It's not possible yet, but I think that's very useful. Yes, because if you add the plugin, it did happen to me. Let's see. I'm working here on this space. I have a random plugin. I should not say this because it's bad for me, but. I load a random plugin, then I don't actually know where the plugin is. I have to find it. Yeah, that's something that to be done as well. I think it's a good suggestion, actually. Selecting the plugin here and go to it directly. Center on this one, yeah. Although one request that was highly made before is to actually move up and down the plugin, which now you can. I used to say that you should clone the plugin to get it to the bottom, and then you can delete the previous one, so you can reorder things. But now you can just move it up and move it down. That works. Let's see.
I have another question. Out of context, how to build Carla without
Qt4?
Microphone? It just asks how to build Carla without Qt4. But I'm wondering if you mean
what's the magic spell?
I wonder if you mean building with Qt 5 or no Qt at all.
I have Qt 4 and Qt 5 in,
yes,
in my computer.
Yeah, Qt 5.
Normal computer, but I don't want anything about Qt 4.
No, I mean, if you don't have it, it's not going to.
Yes.
It does not depend on it.
How can I do it?
By default, it builds with Qt 5 now.
As long as you have Qt 5.
But also
yes.
With Qt 4. So
yes, if you don't want Qt 4, can I type it here in big letters? You run one specific thing, which is, wait, what is, make have Qt 4 equals false. This. You can also do this with the features. I can actually demonstrate this right now because someone asked. I'm going to make this a little, actually this is going to be a bit too much. You have the make features inside Carla.
Yeah,
what that you can use.
Yeah,
Qt4 is on now by default. It says right there. It's in the bridge mode. If I do it like I told, then I run the features. Now it says Qt4 is missing.
Yeah. Why I was asking me? Because I have Qt4 installed in the computer,
yes,
and Qt5 and the build files about missing the other files on Qt4. Maybe something that you changed there lately.
Okay. It's asking about the build being broken. In this case, I'm guessing it's because you have Python Qt4, but you don't have Python Qt5. Because probably the development of Python Qt5 is missing or something. But the default from October or September last year is Qt5.
That's another error, not related to Qt5. Okay, go on.
But okay, we can see any build issues at the moment.
Yeah.
As long as you have latest Git, that should be okay. But all right, going back again.
It used to build all right. So just saying that today it didn't build.
I don't know why. Let's see. Sequencing MIDI, that's the next thing. Because not always you actually have a keyboard, you want to automate a few things. What you can do is having a plugin that handles MIDI for you. Because everything connects to itself. If you have a plugin that generates notes, for example, then you can connect this plugin to a synthesizer, and then you don't need. What can I load? This one. And then you don't need a MIDI keyboard, or you can leave it in the background without being playing yourself. In this case, I have one synthesizer and one plugin, which is actually kind of like a mini sequencer. In this case, I called it MIDI pattern. Someone else actually made the GUI. I made the backend code for this. If you have the transport open, let's leave it rolling. I'm not sure if you can see, there's a line going, which means transport is going on the plugin as well. I can draw a few lines. And then you have one plugin here, MIDI pattern, making some notes in real time, sending it to a synthesizer, and the synthesizer to the output. And then I'm not touching anything. And at the same time, because you don't only want notes, you might want some drums as well, we can go for this. There is one kind of recent-ish plugin, which is the Black Drum Kit. Just one plugin that has drums. It's actually a sound font in the background, but the plugin itself contained MIDI sequencer. Let's see if I can find it. This. And if you have other plugins that generate drums, for example, this is one plugin made by Robin, which is a step sequencer. I believe this will trigger some of. So it makes this a bit faster. There's the host sync to make sure everything is in sync. I'm actually going to increase the BPM to check it out more properly, and then this is going to be really crappy. Only bad thing is that I actually need to know so you have a step sequencer sending notes, something else sending notes, everything syncs together, and then some loop going on. Usually, you'll have some hardware thing that does everything for you, sends the notes, so you can actually change things with your hands, not using the computer. I actually had a song prepared 30 minutes ago, but I deleted it by mistake, so sorry. But you get the idea of it, of plugins that generate MIDI. They can also generate sound, white noise, whatever. And you interconnect things, generate some sounds, get to the system output, and then you have nice things going on. Next thing I should explain is the rack mode. So far, what you see here is the patch bay. The plugins, every plugin that appears here appears as a Jack client, actually, because not everyone is familiar with this. I'm going to show, if I have it installed, how it looks for other people that are more used to QJack control. Same thing, like 3-band EQ, which is one plugin that I have loaded here, running as a Jack client. It's exposed here in the connections as well. And any connection you made outside of Carla will know about it as well. So if I connect 3-band EQ to my system output here, then you connect it on Carla, because it's Jack, everything is seamless. Same thing if I do it on Carla, then QJack CTL will know about it as well. It's going to appear connected. No, you can run it in ELSA as well. Why not? I can completely demonstrate this right moment. I can stop Jack, kill Pulse Audio, and actually in another terminal run Pulse Audio manually. So Pulse Audio is running, not Jack anymore. But I think this will try to, because the engine is set up to use Jack, it might initiate it by default. Let's see. Headphones, loopback, recording. My default is actually, yeah. So because Carla started as a Jack client, it was configured to set up Jack. So it means Jack took over Pulse Audio again. So I'm running Pulse Audio yet again. So now Carla will, it's now running Pulse Audio, not using Jack. If I do Jack control status, it started again. I need to make sure. My system is always using Jack, usually. Let's see. Hopefully now it's using Pulse Audio, nothing else. How do I check? I can run the PA view control. Output devices, yes. So in this case, there's no more Jack going on the session. There's only Pulse Audio. Carla is set up in the engine mode to use patch bay. And I'll do the same thing. One instrument. AM synth again, why not? Connected to the MIDI input. In case of not using Jack, in the canvas menu option, you have internal and external. The MIDI input is everything that gets fed up into Carla. Then you have to go to the external, and then you basically choose your inputs this way. This is also MIDI ports, so it means I want this readable MIDI port, the MK Mini into Carla, change back to the internal. This means this plugin should have been sending MIDI there, but it's not, because I probably need to set it as default. This one, yeah. It's still, I'm still using this one for some reason. I'll save this and load it again. Ouch, sorry about this. Oh, sorry. It's because on jack I had some different control. Now on pulse audio, everything is in the maximum. But yeah, at the moment, Carl is not using jack anymore. Carl is running directly in pulse audio. So
I also thought like this button should like jack, like only make for jack, but it's
no.
It's almost in loud spot.
No, I mean, I'm using, in this case, it's an LV2 plugin, but it could be a VST, in even a Bridget Windows plugin. Like a random VST you might know is Helm.
But the big part of the plugin is only on jack.
No. No, the plugins do not care at all what the audio driver is. You can run it pulse audio. I mean, Carlo works on Windows as well, on Mac natively. So there's no jack in there, and you load the plugins. It's a, the plugin is made to use the host, and then the host uses whatever. It's not specific to jack at all. Okay, but then I should change to jack again. Change it to rack mode, and just changing back to where I was before. Done. Okay, so let's get more interesting stuff going on. Rack mode. So on the rack mode, the way it works is that plugins are processed from top to bottom. You load the first plugin sends the signals to the second one, and then to the third one, etc. If the plugin does not have MIDI input, then if the plugin does not have MIDI output, then the next plugin will receive the MIDI input from the previous one. If the plugin does not handle audio, it means the audio is bypassed to the next one. For example, to make this clear, if I have one plugin which is purely audio, this one, an equalizer, and then actually the rack mode is loading here. Let's just make up the connections again. And my A to check. So Carla is running on rack mode. The thing you see in the middle is just Carla. It's just one single jack client now. Everything runs in one single block. I am sending MIDI notes. You can see the red, hopefully you can see the red LED turning on. So the plugin is receiving MIDI, but it's not doing anything because it's not a MIDI plugin. Now I load an instrument. Same again. Hopefully the volume is not too high. So you have the equalizer, which is, in this case, not doing anything at all. Let me, for example, I turn on the low and mid on the equalizer, because it's before the synth, that's useless, I move it down, which means now the effect is applied after the plugin, after the synthesizer. And in this case, the next plugin coming after IAM Synth, and IAM Synth itself does not have MIDI output. If I add another instrument here on top, let's say this one is a bit loud, I know by default. The next plugin also gets the MIDI events because the MIDI events were not processed before. What can happen on this case is actually loading a MIDI plugin. Let's get a MIDI chord. Where do I actually? Ah, it's an LV2. So we have the same sound going on. passing through the MIDI chords. If I load some instrument now, something that makes more sense, like this. Okay. I'm actually going to enable a bunch of chords. What this plugin does is basically in one key, it plays an entire chord for you. So you only have to play one. And I'm showing it on this one. Hopefully you can see on the MIDI keyboard that several notes are activated by one press. So on the, what happens here is that AM synth is getting the raw MIDI, then it's pressing through an equalizer, then it's pressing through a MIDI chord, which is then generating a chord from the MIDI data, and the chord now gets into the new synthesizer coming afterwards. AM synth does not get the chords, but because everything else does not have a MIDI output, it means only MDA piano gets some output, because the actual plugin with the MIDI output is the MIDI chord. But yeah, one question. Yes. Oh, it's here, actually. Not sure if it's on or not.
No, now if you add an equalizer and at the bottom, will it receive just the e-piano, or will it also receive the AM synth, which...
It will receive the entire thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like, the sound is as is on as you go. Only if, as I said, there's no MIDI output or no audio output is when something like this happens.
The MDA plugin doesn't have an audio input, but it generates audio, mm-hmm. but still.
Yeah, like a plugin does not generate audio. Plugin that does not have an audio input, but has output, then the sound gets combined. I think it's the case that it makes sense. I don't want to cut the sound you hear, but join things. Something's going on outside. All right. One example that I can show of what I usually do in these cases. Let's see. This is project 3. I didn't want to do this, but okay. Hopefully transport is stopped. Yes. So what we have here is a step sequencer at the beginning. And actually going to comment out everything, disable everything, and going through one by one to tell you what's going on. The plugin is being run very, very, very slowly. So it has one note, and after a few seconds plays the other one, and then the other one. So the first plugin I have is a simple piano, which actually, for this to work, I need one small detail. Let's see, so enable the plugins to make audio. Okay, so the sequencer sending a note, there's a piano plays, that's normal. What's coming next is a MIDI chord. The MIDI chord then fits into a group of plugins. A bit complicated, I'll get to it in a second, but let's see. No, I want like one single note and then something else at the same time. Yeah. So the plan is to have the piano doing one single note, then a custom rack, which basically means a rack inside a rack, but one that does not have MIDI output. So that way, whatever I do on that one specifically that I have selected, the same notes that come to that are the same notes that are going to the next one, and etc. So on the first one, I have an arpeggiator, the QMIDI ARP, which sometimes does not work correctly. I hope it does now. Let's see, xylophone for this one, I need the ARP, which is this. Just lowering volume a little bit. So one note is playing, then comes the chord. The chord is being arpeggiated and playing the arp. The next one is another arpeggiator with a xylophone, but a different kind of arpeggiator, and then a 3D effect. This sounds... Yeah, I knew KiddyMidi arp does not work sometimes. Just one fix. It's not like this, this is the 8th. Now 4. So, yeah, so the MIDI chord is sending the same notes to the first rack and then to the second one as well. What I have next is a MIDI strum. The next two could be inside another rack, but that's get more complicated for no reason. But we have a MIDI strum, which basically does a strumming effect on the MIDI notes. So if you play 4 at the same time, it does 1, 2, 3, 4, slowly, like a strum of a guitar, which then I actually put the guitar. Which generates this entire sound. And now I stopped it. Wait, let me remove this one. Someone is clapping. Yes, question.
I was wondering, so apparently MIDI is passing through each of the plugins, but if the plugin doesn't have a MIDI output in when you're using Carla in the rack setup,
yes.
Does Carla pass MIDI through automatically or?
They passes the MIDI. Like, all right. First one receives raw MIDI.
Yeah.
In this case, they have selected. Then it comes a MIDI chord, which means MIDI is modified.
Yes.
So the next one gets the MIDI chord. The next one gets the MIDI chord as well, the same. The next one gets the MIDI chord as well.
Okay.
And then because this MIDI strum is a MIDI effect, it means everything after this does not have the MIDI chords anymore, but has the MIDI strum.
So it's basically every MIDI data that is passing through. It's not like the MIDI that was the first MIDI signal that is coming through. It's everything that is added to it.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, if at some point you add a MIDI plugin, it means everything after will have this data.
And could you, for instance, choose which channel to send through and...
Not at the moment. It sends everything. If on this case I now add, for example, a step sequencer, which has a MIDI output, it cancels everything that comes before because like it cuts the MIDI there.
Okay.
But... I hope this kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but I think if you get into the territory where you want to split the MIDI by channels and then have multiple receivers and chains, you go the modular route anyway.
Yeah, because like the problem with the patch bay sometimes is that have to handle a bunch of connections, and sometimes you actually have just one plugin after the other. So the rack mode kind of makes it a lot easier. And I did it in a way that for me, it sounds useful to have one plugin with a specific MIDI, then alterate the MIDI a little bit, then another plugin, then an effect on the bottom, and then this is the rack. And yeah.
For me, it makes sense, but just as a side note, so it's different, the MIDI side is different from the audio side, because the audio, even if it's cut in the next step, it gets passed through.
I know the case.
It's not a problem for me, at least.
It's not that I want it to work this way, because it's not implemented yet, because I didn't have a use case for it yet. But in the case of having, like, in the audio, for example, you have a synthesizer, so then the audio gets mixed down to a single one. I added a MIDI sequencer here, the MIDI should be mixed down into one as well. But at the moment, it doesn't do that. It kind of cuts. But in some future release, it's going to do the mix down as well. So that audio and MIDI should behave the same way. I think so. But it is. I'm telling that it's not. Does not work this way. At least for now. The thing is, this is might not be so useful as it is at the moment because you only have a single sound. Usually, what you do And I'll load the second project here, but first I'm going to change back to the patch bay mode. There we go. And loads one, exactly the same project, but instead of being the entire rack inside the main instance of Carla, I have a Carla rack plugin, which then has all the content inside. So in this case, the plugin is here. I connected the keyboard. Let me just check if everything here is working. The sequencer is here as well. Some of the plugins are not working because QMediArp. This is an old project. I have to make sure I have everything here. And the xylophone is this. This is the ARP. 1 second. This gets one fix here. Okay, so we have exactly the same setup we had before, but now everything is inside one single group, one single plugin. So with this, you have one instrument, and I'm actually going to delete the first one. And stopping. Make sure everything is disabled. This means I press the key on the keyboard. It's playing the entire rack as if it was a single instrument. And then you can have more than one, then you build your entire setup like this. So you don't have to have just one, you can have a multitude of them, which is the case of what I did in Sonoy last year, which I hope the project still here somewhere. Yes. And I have to make sure the transport is not working and volume is a bit lower. Okay, let's disable everything. What happened here, I only had 1 hour to work on this, so it's not the best project. We have one main chord, which is the step sequencer, something else for the drums, everything syncs to the host, a rack, which is handling, and actually I can show you what sound this is doing. Let's trigger transport. There's some beats going on in the background, that's fine. Let's see, how can I disable the sounds? Is this one? Yeah, okay. Although the sound looks quite low now, okay. This is like a pad kind of thing, which has a sidechain on it, a compressor. But this just inside the rack. This one is the same kind of situation, a MIDI chord and a pegiator, actually then a transpose to make sure the notes are in the right octave. We have the sample we're using for the demo, some delay, some more effects on top, everything inside a single rack. And then another one, which is a MIDI chord, a pegiator, and more effects on top. In this case, we have three racks going on at the same time, which sounds very crappy. It does this sound. Actually, this should be 130 BPM. This actually is just a ringtone sound, which I don't. It's not easy to show now because everything has a bunch of effects. But we get the idea. A somewhat more complicated setup. Different racks, everything self-contained. Then it gets a lot easier to manage because you only have a few clients here and not a super gigantic thing. If you also want, because it's not just a rack, you can have the entire thing inside Carla, but as a patch bay. Let's see, Carla patch bay, yes. So the same way you have Carla rack as a plugin, you also have Carla patch bay. So now you load the patch bay inside another patch bay. So you build your complicated setup in here, make it receive notes, and then save everything. And on the outside, you only get a single block, which makes management a lot simpler, I think. Okay, any questions so far? Yes.
So if you're having several, say for instance, you would like to use different presets for live setup, if you disable a Carla rack or a Carla patch bay for that matter inside Carla, does it disable all the plugins at once, or?
It does not disable the plugins in a direct sense, but because that Carla instance is not running,
yes,
it means none of the plugins will be running as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could have tails and stuff running.
In this case,
like reverb tails or delay tails and stuff like that.
In this case, the tail will be cut off.
Oh, okay, d'accord.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
For that to work, you have to disable all the plugins in there except the plugins that don't have tail, and wait for the tail to finish, and then, like a smart disable kind of situation, which is not the case at the moment. The smart disable gets a bit tricky to actually implement.
2 hours.
More than 2 hours, for sure. Next, because we're kind of short on time, which I didn't predict. One example I can show here. Let's see. Examples of modular setup. Some people might know them already. Let's see, 30. Okay, this was like this actually. We have something simple going on here. It is simple in a way. You can see this making notes, matches, and this thing is the drums. The drums are being fed into the usual plugin I use, which then, this is a special thing, this I'm going to show it later, but it's passing through a compressor, and you have the guitar passing through reverb, an equalizer, and going to the compressor as well. The drums are being sent to the compressor sidechain input. If you know how sidechain works, it means the compressor level is based on the input you have on this port specifically. So like, sidechain is disabled at the moment, I will enable it for now, which sounds a little bit strange. Usually you have a pad or like an ambient sound together with drums, which in this case I do because I have the reverb. So if you make a reverb with a very high tail, you get the usual sidechain effect. So actually, do I have the other plugins? Yeah. To make sure that you can follow, I'm going to delete this one. These ones are not needed here. So drums making noise, sending their output to the compressor, the sidechain input, and everything else to the main input of the compressor. And the compressor is the one doing the magic. Because it is modular, it means you can connect anything to the sidechain input, wherever it is. If you load the multi-output of the Black Pearl plugin, it means you can actually have just the kick going to the compressor instead of the entire sound. That's usually what people do in this case. Another case you can do, which is a bit more complicated but also works. For this, I'm going to delete the main compressor I have here. Because with Carla you can connect things to each other, and you have MIDI CC support, you can also send out MIDI CC. We have the Carl compressor, Calf compressor, you probably know it. I have made so that the output of the Carl compressor sends a MIDI CC. Like this is the, let me put it playing again. This is the reduction, which is, hopefully you can see the blue line in there. Wait, what is it? Yeah. This is how much the sound is being compressed. It's been sent on a MIDI CC, which means when it changes, there's a CC message. And what I've done is mapping, sending it to as a volume, and another plugin will receive this MIDI CC. And basically, well, I'll just show it. This is how it sounds. If everything is mapped, the MIDI CC will do kind of the sidechain. Like this value is now being sent out and it's controlling the volume of another plugin. So if you have a plugin with a control output, an output parameter, send it to a CC. The CC will be sent to another plugin, and then it does not even have to be the specific parameter. Like on an equalizer, I'll grab a random parameter here. Let's see, not the gain. The gain is too dangerous. Actually, I'll mute just to make sure I don't have anything going on. Resonance, I set this to the volume as well. If now the compressor goes back to the equalizer port, and I have it on channel 3, it means the output of the compressor is controlling one of the bands of the equalizer. So you kind of have a way to make things even more modular. Or it's a way of doing automation. If you have, for example, an LFO, which has a control output port, then you can control all the parameters with this. Okay. Is that understandable? Hopefully, yes. Next, I showed you that you can have Carla running as a plugin. Within Carla, might not be so useful. One thing not everyone knows is that there's also a plugin within LMMS if you actually build support for it. So you can have Carla inside LMMS so that everything that Carla can load, you can load it in there as well. Not enabled by default, you usually have to build it yourself, or if you use KX Studio, that's set up for you. I'm going to actually try something that I usually don't do, which is go for the hardware session. What I want to demonstrate is that you set up something in Carla, you like it, then you actually want to make something out of it. So I'm going to create here an audio and MIDI track, which I kind of don't know how to do anymore. MIDI track, audio and MIDI. Oh. General MIDI, I want a Carla rack, which will be there somewhere. Or I just edit. And then the mixer, I delete this one. So let's see, I have the Carla rec, edit here. So now I have Carla running as a plugin, but not inside itself, inside Ardor. And I should load the project that was number 3. Okay, and actually the step sequencer is still here, that's fine. Join to the editor, if I press play, and the sequencer is still here. Usually you would have a timeline, then you draw your MIDI notes in here, as usual. What I want to show is that you do your setup, you save your project, you're happy with it. If you want to make some sequencing, you just load it as a plugin inside your favorite DAW, and then you're ready to go. Yes, one question. Microphone.
Just ask. And then the settings are saved as LV2 settings from then on, so you don't need the file anymore?
Yeah, you don't need the file anymore. Yeah, it saves as part of the session in the host.
Okay.
Although at the moment the actual VST session is broken, but the older release was okay. If you use the stable previous release, then it's still working.
Okay. So once you use the file just to set it up once and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's a way like save the session in your local computer so you can load it here. You can also just load Carla and do your own setup inside the door like this. But the bad thing about the plugin version is that it's not resizable by default, but it still works. I mean, if you can export what you're doing, if you get into limitations, but the rest still completely works. Not just the Carla rack, but also the Carla patch bay. And there's different actual modes for this. Yeah, there's the normal Carla patch bay, which is stereo, the 16-channel, 32-channel, and one with a sidechain for whatever uses you have for it. It loads as LV2 and then VST, so you don't need an LV2 host. You can load it in Bitwig or Reaper, and other. Yeah, Reaper works on Linux and loads VST. But okay. Another question.
If you have a plugin within Carla within LMMS, how would you do automation?
You cannot do automation at the moment unless you use some MIDI CC. But the bug that I had before that was preventing me from achieving this is fixed. So there's no limitations at the moment now to actually not implement this. My idea to have this working is doing the same thing that ZenatsuFX is doing. Because it has too many parameters, it's not possible to expose everything to the host, then you get lost completely, and even the host would go crazy. So you have a special it's just an idea, but you have a window which lists the plugins you have and the parameters that the plugins have, and then you map this to one of the parameters. Carla will expose 100, or maybe less, I don't know, parameters, on a fixed scale, 0 to 1. And then you load up Carla, you say, this first parameter, I wanted to control this parameter in this plugin. Then changing this in the host will change this in Carla. That will be the idea, which I believe is, Mark maybe corrects me, is the same way that ZenatsuFX is doing.
Yeah,
more or less is the answer. All right, we're almost over with this. Let's see, one thing I can show next. Watch, what project can I load? I'll load one random project I have here. Trigger the transport. Make this work again. So Carla supports OSC, which means you can send OSC messages not just on the local network. Actually, I think on the local network, but you can use another computer on the network to control Carla. And there's a specific tool made for this, and I went there without showing. If you go to the help, about, and then OSC, you have the URLs that Carla is using at the moment. One is TCP, one is UDP, so you can see whatever works best for you. And have a list of valid commands if you have an application that speaks OSC. I made one specifically for this case, which is called Carla Control, which the only thing it does is controlling a remote Carla instance. So you open it, click the connect button. I just copied the address from the main Carla, type OK, and then you have, let's see if I can do it like this. There's some resizing issues, okay. So on the left side I have the main Carla, on the right side I have the Carla control. You can easily see that it's Carla control because there's no patch bay. The patch bay mode is not available, but you can control all the plugins, parameters, and presets. And you also have the peak meters as well. So doing this means the main Carla also receives it, if I disable the drums, which are here, the same message is being sent over the network and then receiving on the main Carla instance. Because this is a public Wi-Fi, I don't dare to actually test this in two different computers. But I did do the test. I know it works. You have TCP and UDP. Just make sure the firewall does not get in the way. And like, if I change something on one side, the other side gets it. The plugin UIs are only available on one, on the main Carla. They're not available in Carla Control, at least not at the moment. But if you change something, let's say this, you can see on the right side the compressor, there's one parameter changing. So everything is seamless between MIDI CC, OSC, the main Carla, and OSC, I think, if I didn't repeat. So everything is getting, goes in sync. You cannot add or remove plugins, at least for now. In the future, Carla will report all available plugins remotely, so then you can have a file, pick your plugins from there. But they might be too much, so maybe after I implement like a favorite, then you only show the favorites. All right. Any questions about OIC? No, I mean.
Perhaps.
Yes, one question.
Where do you document the OSC API?
It's in the help about, basically. In the same here. That's the available messages that you get. The only thing that is not documented here is the actual feedback of messages, because it's just Carla Control doing it. And it's pretty much specific to Carla. You have to make your own application that can recognize this. If there's a specific standard of messages for OSC, I'm welcome to adapt to it. But for what I seem to know, like, everyone does whatever in OSC. So there's no specific format. So you have, and I did my own thing in Carla as well. At least, like, you know what is possible. You have the list in there. You can use OSC dump as well, which I can actually demonstrate quickly. Like, I load one plugin, and I actually just open the interface, go to the about page. I'm using the ODP. I had something saved here, so the port in this case is this one. Hopefully you can see, but I'll make it a bit bigger. Like, OSC send is a command line utility that sends OSC messages. And you have on the help, you can see the message, which should be /Carla/ID of the plugin, then the message, and then the values. Actually, and the IF is needed for the OSC send. So I have set parameter value of the third parameter -24, which in this case is the master. Let's put this there. Hopefully you can see it on the right side. If I change this to 24, like the slider went up, and you can see it on the editor as well. I'm changing it to 0, so it means middle. So 3-band EQ, the master parameter changed to the default position. That means the OSC is working. So two last things, which are the new features that were added last year. One of them is running Jack applications inside Carla, which you can do. I mean. The reasons for this, for me, because one, it's fun. Second, it is actually useful. I don't have time to show it here now, but when you have something like Audacity and the Firefox Jack, when they start making audio, they open a Jack client and they connect to the system output. And then when you stop, they close the client and they close their ports. So if you want to have something after Audacity or something after Firefox, like a low-pass filter or some gate because there's some noise, you absolutely cannot do this. So in this case, let's see if I still have... I'm opening Audacity. I'm not sure if I have one random thing here. One random MP3 file is playing. So this is the client from Audacity, the port Audio1. If I stop, the client is gone. The same for the recording. If I want to record, I cannot apply any effects before the recording. But now I'm stopping this, and I'm actually going to run Audacity inside Carla. I don't need MIDI. Audio inputs 2, audio outputs 2. The ports are fixed so that there's some internal mixdown going on. And I forgot one small thing. I want to capture... Wait, it's not possible for Audacity. Okay, whatever. So my Audacity client is here. Let's connect to the system output. Because you defined the number of ports before creating the client, it means the ports are created right when the bridge starts that connects to Jack, and then the ports never disappear. So I'm not even playing on Audacity, and it's already two ports open in the patch bay. If I open the same file, ports are still there, I play, and you have audio running. You have the benefit of having, in this case, volume control inside Carla. So any Jack application running inside Carla gets its own panning, dry wet, and volume control. And you can map this to MIDI CC as well. You close the application. The application, because it's a standalone, it's not a plugin, so the entire thing gets gone. But then you press the activate button, which opens your Jack application again. I can repeat the question. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make it too complicated. I just want something simple. For my case, it's like Audacity, some media players, Firefox, Jack, and a few applications that are actually useful to have as plugins. I have this working already, so I'm not going to go too much into it. I mean, I can show you what it looks like for a patch bay in this case. Like, there's patches, which are like a patch bay like Carla, which then you can get a view of whatever is going on in here. This is what the client running inside Carla sees. It sees system ports, whatever the number you set it by default. So you see one MIDI input and output, and two audio ports. Removing it, and now let's give it 5 inputs, 10 outputs, and of course it crashed. I'll give it no inputs then and 2 outputs, for example. Okay, this is why it's an experimental feature. But if I disable the MIDI inputs. Yes, another question.
When I save a session from Carla and I use Carla Jack Mixer,
mm-hmm.
after I open the session, Carla loses Jack Mixer's parameters, so it loses its channels.
Is that something Carla or Jack Mixer?
Mixer. Is that the Jack Mixer problem, or is it something to do with Carla?
Probably in Jack Mixer, because okay. Carla saves its entire state, saves also the connections that are going on. Like, you can use Carla as like something to save connections inside Jack, for example, if you don't want to load any plugins. So all the connections and plugin state, Carla restores it, saves it and restores it. So
yeah, we save our sessions and we use Carla as a studio setup,
mm-hmm.
but everything is okay but Jack Mixer always is the weak point.
Weak point. What can happen is Jack Mixer modifying the name of its ports so they don't match anymore, and then Carla cannot connect to them anymore. That might be one case.
Okay.
Or you can try to run Jack Mixer inside Carla, perhaps.
Yeah. I tried it, but also I found problems there. It doesn't take over the names I gave to the channels.
Ah, no, no, no.
Channels too. After saving and opening again.
Yeah, the names, because like you define the audio ports and MIDI ports here in the beginning, so you cannot change the names for them because they get created right at the start. So if you rename the Jack port inside Jack Mixer, it's not going to do anything.
But and the loss of the channels is that's normal. Normal that he loses its channels after.
No, but we can discuss this after the workshop, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, to see what's going on. One last thing, just before we leave, that was the new feature that gets kinda in sync with the add jack mode. Let's see if I have one application that actually works fine. Guitarix with a D flag. So I'm running now the entire Guitarix application, but inside Carla. The new thing that I did is that whatever you have loading in Carla, doesn't matter if it's a Windows plugin or SVZ file, you can have an export LV2 out of a single module inside Carla. In this case, Guitarix, for example, I'll do export LV2. I save whatever I like and proper LV2 path that I want, .lv2, that's fine. The plugin simply got exported. The same with SVZ, let's export and .lv2, fine. If I manually go to there, so there will be one called Guitarix, yes. If you open the DTL, you can see this is the actual LV2 plugin with inputs, outputs, and let's see, let's open this. The simple host possible is JALV. I'm just going to make sure I know what's the name of the plugins I just installed. So I have the Guitarix one. I also exported Hydrogen before. I was just testing. And one SVZ file as well. So I can load this one. This does not have a GUI because it's just an SVZ file. But if I, like, this is an SVZ file, which means like a sound font. If I connect to it, it's running in JALV, not Carla. So the sound font got exported from Carla, and it's now running standalone as an LV2 plugin. And I can do the same with Guitarix. So Guitarix, the one here. So Guitarix is running now. The client got created there. I can connect. It's OK, although because it's running on a window, it's not very useful. I'm actually going to run my previous hardware session. OK, this is ready. Let's add an audio with two, I don't know even how, and then close. One audio track, let's get a plugin. I'm not in the master, okay. I really don't use hardware at all. But okay, you got a Guitarix plugin, the full Guitarix, not the Guitarix plugins, the small things, running completely inside hardware, as a plugin, LV2 plugin in this case. You cannot export VST, but you can export as LV2. which, because I don't actually use GitRX, I don't actually know how this works, but you have the entire thing loaded. The only sad thing is that most Jack applications do not actually handle state. They don't have a way to manage state. If you have non-session manager or Lavish, there's a way to save the state, but it's something that Carla will have to adapt, like getting the state from these APIs and saving it as plugin state so that everything then gets seamless. But at least for now, you can export wherever is inside Carla, and you know it's going to work as a plugin and whatever DAW you use. And then you don't need Jack, like in this case of the question, not using Jack. You can have a DAW running in ALSA mode and running Jack applications as plugins, and you never actually talk to Jack directly. You can have GitRX running side hardware in ALSA mode. That actually works. Okay, you have a question?
Yes. It's very short history.
Wait, the microphone is coming.
So I tried this feature. It works very well, so thank you very much. I was wondering if maybe there was a way to change the name of the author of the LV2. Because that would be, well, it just would help when searching for LV2 in your libraries.
Yes, for sure. I mean, just metadata. What actually is the author that appears now?
Unknown.
Ah, there's no author. Okay. Sure. I mean, it's just like another checkbox in there. Some other input. How does it appear? Like in here? No. The export. For now, it's just a checkbox. Even before, it was not working, as you probably know.
Yes.
And now it does work because it actually saves to a correct path all the time. Sure. I mean, you should be able to define the name of the application if you want to. Why not?
Okay, so it's something to change in the config files.
In the config file. You have the TTL. Yes. You can even change it manually, though it's a bit complicated. Like, there's the comment, there's the name. Why not add author and other stuff as well?
Okay, sure. Cool.
But make sure you open a request in Carla, the tracker, so I don't forget about it.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
But all right. Any more questions? No? One. Okay.
Getting back to my first question. I have that preset downloaded from the internet, Carla file, and it has the plugin name, and the SO file name is different than the one I have. So I see completely the point of saving the plugin name, because if you reopen the file on your PC and you have several versions of Synapse Suffix, for example, it chooses the right one. But if I take it from the internet, my expectation, because in my plugin list, it will show with the same name, and I would expect to simply open.
The plugin names are not used when loading them, when saving and loading the session in the way of finding plugins. Okay, that's always better. Like, open the request, then we get some conversation started in there. That's usually the best. But yeah. If no more questions, I think then that's it. Thank you very much for coming.